Okay, welcome back to the Big E Sports Show at Yahoo Sports Radio, and we are gearing up for a very special interview. We're going to go behind the curtain and highlight the life story of one of the finest quarterbacks in NFL history. Johnny Unitas had a remarkable football career, holding the record for the most consecutive games with a touchdown pass for 52 years, and the NFL's MVP in 1959, 64, and 67. Johnny Unitas set the gold standard for quarterbacks to follow, and joining us now is his son, John Unitas Jr., who co-wrote the book Johnny You and Me, The Man Behind the Golden Arm, reveals just a compelling inside look at Johnny's life on and off the field. Good evening, John. It's wonderful to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Alyssa. I appreciate it very much being on with you.
Well, congratulations on an enlightening biography and just honoring your father on and off the field. I thought you and Edward did just a beautiful job illuminating the character and convictions of your father and a man that just meant so much to the game of football. You got to be really proud of this book.
I am. It took a long time to write. It's 3.5 years of a lot of hard work and sitting down with Edward and I and deciding how to put it together and how it might read and things we need to talk about. And I didn't really want it to be just an entirely football book. I wanted it to be a lot about my dad, how he was as a father, how he was as a player and a friend of other players. So it's a real, I'm very proud of the book, and it's just hopefully people will love reading it as well.
When you talk about Johnny Unitas, there's the public perception of him as an athlete, but how would you describe your father as a competitor in those early memories?
Well, I think my father was one of the toughest athletes out there. I mean, back then, these guys would be smoking cigarettes and drinking for all hours a night and come out and play football, even with the ingrown toenails and everything else.
Like, okay.
they're tough. They're competitive. They persevered. This is what they wanted to do. And even when football was over, they had a job outside of football. My father was a pile driver for Bethlehem Steel, so. He was just a wonderful father. Was he a father with a halo over his head? No, not really. I don't think any of us are.
Uh-huh.
But he worked hard at it, and we learned a lot from our father. And I had the pleasure of being with him as a child in training camp. I was a ball boy, and I slept on the top bunk, and he was on the bottom bunk. And Jimmy Orr and Raymond Berry were in the rooms next door. So I grew up real quick as a young man, being in training camp and coming home and learning how to cuss and looking at dirty magazines. My mom had a fit. But that's the way it was. That was the way it was back then.
Well, I'm glad you bring up the wide receiver from the Baltimore Colts, Raymond Berry, because I thought he summarized it best in the foreword. I mean, it gave a really great history lesson about your father, Johnny Unitas. I mean, he really was the combination of physical, mental, and he played with so much heart. I mean, he was someone that could not be intimidated. Where did that strength come from?
You know, I'm not sure. I think it was probably from his childhood. My father grew up without a father. His father died when he was five. He was raised by his mom and his two sisters and brother, Leonard, Millie, and Shirley, and Helen, his mom. And they were tough. And he grew up during the Depression as well. I mean, it's again, I kind of highlight this and break apart some myths out there that my father grew up very poor. Well, he didn't. He just grew up during the Depression. And, he worked hard. My uncle took over his father's coal business, and my father would be, shoveling coal for odd jobs with his brother Leonard. And he grew in a tough town of Pittsburgh, Mount Washington area. So again, I think it all stems from him, his childhood, his early childhood, and what he had to persevere through and what he went through. And I think he just carried on through his life. He wanted to be a football player. That's what he wrote in his yearbook, in high school yearbook, and that's what he ended up becoming, and he worked hard at it. It just didn't come easy for him. My father wasn't the greatest athletic specimen out there, but he worked hard at it. He knew the game real well, and him and Raymond together, the receiver and quarterback, they worked on those plays. They just didn't invent them. They stayed after practice every day and worked for hours till it got dark and did it the day after. So. And we grew up with Raymond in Baltimore, and Raymond is a very dear friend of mine and serves on my advisory committee for the Johnny Unitas Golden Arm Educational Foundation and our Golden Arm Award as well. So We still visit with Raymond and Sally each year, and they're just wonderful folks. And I think the way the athletes were back then is totally different the way it is now. I mean, they're bigger, they're stronger now. But again, these guys were real true athletes. I don't think there was a lineman that was over maybe 250 back then. Now you got linebackers at 250. So, but it's just a different era, different game.
Right. Having a wonderful conversation with John Unitas Jr., the son of Johnny Unitas. He's the president of the Johnny Unitas Golden Arm Foundation. Of course, the new book that we are highlighting this evening at YSR, it is titled Johnny, You, and Me. And you guys have got to go out and get a copy of this. And I thought one of the goals from your book was really, as you were just talking about, dispelling the overblown rag-to-riches myth of Johnny's childhood in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. It is. I mean, you know, he worked hard. He didn't have a lot of money, but they weren't poor and they weren't scrounging back then. And I just, again, what I really wanted to do with this book is really, you know, show people that my father was really a human being, humanizing him. You know, everybody puts him on a pedestal, and rightfully so. That's where he belongs when it comes to football. But he's a regular guy, and he treats people with respect, and they look at you in the eye and shake your hand, and would never refuse an autograph, never, ever. And he recognized that if it wasn't for these people asking for his autograph and watching him play, he wouldn't have been as successful as he was.
Johnny Unitas, of course, had an 18-year professional career that produced two championship game victories in 58 and 59, Super Bowl win in 1970. And, of course, as we've been talking about, we all know, considered the finest quarterback to have ever played the game. Were there some things, some nuggets in there that you definitely wanted to share that perhaps that we didn't know about your father as a player?
Well, I want everybody to go out and buy the book. I think they're going to enjoy the read. It's 300 and some pages, but I think in there they're going to be surprised at what they hear. There's people that my father didn't really care for in the football world, and that's in there.
Uh-huh.
And I just think people will enjoy reading something other than just a football book, you know, the X's and O's. I think it's more about, the growing up in the 60s, what life was like then, and what my father was like, and people idolized him and admired him for what he was doing, and my father was one that always gave back into the community. I think that back then in that era, all those players gave back into the community. I don't know if that really happens today in professional football. Some guys maybe do. Peyton might do it, or somebody, Andrew Luck might do it. So I think guys like that, but I don't think overall football is the same as it was back then. You know, just obviously it's a big business now, a lot more money involved. And, of course, with social media and all the stuff that's going on now, they didn't have that back then. I'm sure they got trouble, but they just don't have it the way it is today.
You know, the focal point, obviously, is highlighting your dad's incredible career, but I thought it was great that you made a point just to share about your mother and how instrumental she was in his career. And I'd love for you to share some stories about in terms of, like, with contracts, and she really encouraged your father to move forward. Would you mind telling us a little bit about her?
Sure. My mother, Dorothy, was my father's high school sweetheart. We both went to St. Justin's High School in Pittsburgh. My mom was the cheerleader, and mom was the rock that held us all together. She put my father in his place when my father was out of line. You know, my father, I think one of the stories in the book, we talk about my father, you know, went out to dinner with my mother one night with some friends, and there was a story of my mother was talking, and another story came up, and my father, you know, was going to say something, but he didn't know what to say because he didn't know anything about the particular topic. Well, my father really only read the newspaper. He only read the sports section and the, you know, the obituary section and maybe just a little bit of the comics. But he never read anything else about, you know, the world and local news and world news and stuff like that. My mom read the paper from front to cover, from front to back. So apparently that evening, there was a conversation going on, and my mother interjected and said something, and then of course next day my father said, well, why did you interrupt me? Why did you embarrass me like that? She says, John, I didn't embarrass you. She says, have you read the paper from front to back? You would have known more about current events other than the comics and football. But you basically put him in his place, and that's how she was. She was very strong. My mom was a mom that raised five children, and her job was to raise the children. And if my father, you know, obviously some of the wives traveled with the players. My mom really very rarely, if at all, traveled with my father when they went to away games. So my mom's job was at home with the children. And She was very instrumental, and unfortunately she passed away 6 months prior to my father passing away, and then of course I got involved in my father's second wife, all the litigation and everything, which I cover in the book as well, too. That wasn't a very, very nice thing to do, but anyway.
Well, no, your mother, she was a very strong woman. I mean, thank goodness for her belief in him and persistence. But I want to share, I thought it was interesting, I mean, that your sister Janice, was when she was born, your mother almost died having her. And what was your grandmother? She came and swooped her from the hospital and took her home and got her back to 100%, right?
Yeah. My mom was... Mom was a very strong woman. Mom's about 5'2", not very big, but she's just stocky. And her mom was even tinier, Mary Haley, and she was just as strong-willed as my mom. So yeah, it was. We had an interesting life, to say the least. And it was fun. My sister and I were both born in Pittsburgh, and of course, came to Baltimore when my father signed the contract, or should I say, my mother signed my father's contract.
Right.
And it's been a great ride. It really has been. And my siblings from my mom and I are very close. And unfortunately, I don't talk very much about the second family at all because of what happened. So and I cover that in the book too. So
John Unitas Jr. is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and we have to take a quick commercial break. We will be rejoined, and we're going to talk some more about his new book that he's released, Johnny, You and Me, right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.